Dwars in de Ether. 20 jaar vrije radio. Dit is Radio Sleep Out. Dinsdag en woensdag van 6 tot 8. 101.8 op de kabel.
Ja, wat een heerlijk schel geluid vandaag. What a nice crispy sound we have today here on Ethers in the Ether, or whatever you like to call it in English, with a special program about Czechoslovakia, or what you call it, Czechoslovakia, coming up just shortly, and in the second hour of this broadcast of Radio Sleep Out, live from Sleep In Amsterdam, on the 101.8 megahertz on cable radio. Who listens to this program? Who knows? Anyway, all you Czechs and Slovaks, listen carefully, because now there's a very interesting program coming. Radio Sleep Out, daar luistert u naar. En wat nog meer, ik ga het woord overgeven aan Cor Goudmaker van de volgende uitgebreide reportage over Tsjechoslowakije.
Tsjechië. Het is de bedoeling dat we luisteren naar de groep hier, maar daar wordt nog even naar gezocht. Hier is niet hier. Een Cure-achtig groepje dat live speelde in de U-club de Olomouc. Misschien komen we hem straks nog even tegen. Imitatiegroepje van westerse popmuziek. En Tsjechië steekt snel en gretig op van de westerse cultuurindustrie. Op de Karelsbrug in Praag, de loopplank van het nieuwe naar het oude stadsdeel, aan gene zijde van de Moldau, hebben zich tussen de zwart geblakerde stenen stadspatronen, kleine zelfstandigen in kunst en nijverheid genesteld. Op Amerikaanse leest geschraagd en geschoeid. Schilderijen, prenten, sieraden, poppen, heel veel Gorby en Yeltsin bustes, vioolklanken, al dan niet versterkte gitaarklanken en stemmen. Veel Dylan, veel Knocking on Heaven's Door en zelfs een ontheiligde Pale Blue Eyes van de Velvet Underground. De blikvangers tegen mijn wil en dank zijn groot, vol en veel. Boven het gewijde Wenceslasplein zweeft een reusachtige oranje zeppelin met de tekst Guns and Roses, Strakov, 20 mei 92. De Classic Kafka Disco Bar is op zaterdagavond mutvol Praagse juppen en toeristen die dansen op discoversies van Queen, Talking Heads en U2 nummers. En de Gorby en Yeltsin bustes domineren het Praagse straatbeeld zozeer dat je ze ervaart als symbolen van Praag 1992 en je in de verleiding komt een stelletje aan te schaffen. Het schijnt dat het zeven dwergachtige geboortehuisje van Franz Kafka in de Tslata Vlika, de Kolenstraat, iedere dag een klein beetje krimpt. Joe Podstata is geen ongelukkig mens. Hij is afgestudeerd als medicus, werkt in een ziekenhuis en houdt tijd over om een rock agency te runnen. Toch zag hij er 2 jaar geleden, toen ik hem voor het eerst ontmoette, gelukkiger uit.
Well, Joe, tell us something about the new situation in Czechoslovakia in politics.
Well, there is a lot of problems, of course. I mean, because of the situation in Slovak Republic. I mean, Czechoslovakia, it is republic which is which consists of 2 republics, of Czech part and Slovak part, and there is a strong national movement on Slovak or in Slovak Republic, and because of that fact that we will have elections in the next month, everybody here in Czech part is afraid a little bit about what will happen in Slovakia because of this strong national movement and strong Catholic movement. And I think, as we were told in newspapers and we could read it, we could hear it in parliament speeches and everything like this, a lot of or most of the biggest Slovak politicians, they claim that after elections the Slovak Republic will be separated, they will reach some a sort of independence. So it means in effect Czechoslovakia could be divided to 2 different republics.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of politicians are there in Slovakia at the moment? What do they want?
They want independent Slovakia. Mm-hmm. You know.
But what sort of political ideology is it there?
Well, it's I think it's a half and half. Catholic movement, it's like CDU, mm-hmm, in Germany, mm-hmm, and on the other hand the second or the biggest party is they call it as a movement of socialist democratic changes or something like this, yeah. But the problem is most of them are recently communists, or they, if I can say, they were in a really close kind of touch with communist regime, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if they won, and I think they will won elections, the situation will change in many ways, and one of them will be due to our economic reform. Economic reform, the capitalist economic reform, will be stopped in Slovakia, uh-huh, I'm afraid.
Yeah. And what about the situation in the Czech part? Is Havel still strong in leadership?
Well, I think so. I think he's the only person who the ordinary people could believe. Mm-hmm. I mean, because there is a lot of shit in politics. I mean, it's all around the world. Mm-hmm. But Havel is still, as I can say, he's still such pure person for a lot of people here. Yeah. I think he's a symbol of our revolution and of our changes, and I think he will go on, mm-hmm, and he could keep it.
Yeah, there were some high hopes for developments in, for instance, university circles, in academic circles. Are you optimistic about developments in university, for instance?
It depends, you know. I could be optimist, but I think the problem could be in people, mm-hmm, and once you can have money, you can have everything, but it will take a long time. Somebody says it could take about 40 another years, I mean, two generations, to change the opinions, to change the meanings. And because it started 2 years back, just after the revolution, started to look nicer. I mean, all the changes in universities and all the changes all around in the student life, in the university life. But now it came back, and something, some laws and something is even stronger than it ever was. Mm. So that's the problem.
Yeah. Is the problem with the students or with the teachers?
I think it's the problem with the teachers, you know. They used to be really non-commercial and unconformist, if I can say, mm-hmm. before the revolution, because they were, most of them were in opposition. Once they reached the positions, they started to work as a bosses of universities or something like this, they had to change, of course. They had to wear jackets and ties and all the things, and they had to change in their whole life. Mm-hmm. And they are afraid, I think they are afraid a little bit. They want to have everything done in a proper way. You know, they don't want strong student movement, for example. Mm. But there is no danger of any student movement, because all the students are really lazy, and they are not active at all. Mm-hmm. Only a small number of them. But apart from that, the official places are really afraid about any activities. Mm-hmm. And it could seem that it's even worse than it ever was in communist regime. But I hope it will change.
Yeah. What about your
Štverec, obdélník, kříž, cesta, Štverec, kříž, obdélník, cesta, kříž, obdélník, Štverec, kříž, cesta, der Offizier holt seine Tasche, er zieht raus eine Maus und ein Heft und sagt, es ist soweit. Also gehen wir zu der Wand, und der Baum lacht mit seinen Armen, und in der Luft fliegen immer wieder alte Zeilen, und der Schmetterling schläft, festgenadelt an seine Besonderheit. Denn das Heft ist nicht mehr in der Tasche, die Maus zog um in die Katze, und wir gehen zu der Wand. Und wir gehen zu der Wand. Kříž, cesta, Štverec, obdélník, cesta, kříž, Štverec, obdélník, kříž, obdélník, Štverec, cesta, cesta, kříž, obdélník, Štverec, cesta, Štverec, cesta, kříž, kříž, cesta, cesta, brána.
Joe, tell us about the developments in the underground scene or the alternative arts and pop music.
Well, especially in pop music, I mean the huge popularity of everything what used to be underground, everything like this, it's gone, because the whole underground scene, it's not in the conditions of free market, of capitalist free market, all the things which are not popular, which are not able to be sold. Such things, such activities, such stuff could have problems, and it's still, it is here now. But on the other hand, I mean, the pop scene was changed. I mean, in the really pop business or show business, which is, as I can say, I think it's better because of we used to have such communist pop. I mean, 50 years old communist pop stars singing sheets about nice weather, about anything like this, and all of them were changed by really new bands, rock bands. So I mean, the biggest change is that rock, which used to be as alternative or underground, turned to pop here in Czechoslovakia, which is good for pop. But for the original underground scene, it's not a good situation now, because nobody is interested in such things, because people, they don't have money enough to do some basic things, not even for some entertainment, which is music, for example.
Yeah. Can you give a general statement about the present mentality in Czechoslovakia?
It's hard to say, you know. For example, I'm 30 years old, you know, I'm graduated, and I work in a hospital, and I got my private business as a musical promoter or working in the music. And I'm really happy because of all the changes, because I can do what I want. I got two cups of tea. If, you know, if anything changed in the hospital, I can work in music. Or if the doctors or if the hospital staff was paid properly, and it will come, this situation, I can stay only in the hospital, because in this case I would need to work hard. Now I can do two things. I can earn some money on two points, and I'm really glad I can think free and I can do what I want. But for example, my mother, who used to be in a communist party, and she wasn't strong communist, but she agreed with all the things, basically, because she never could see any other possibilities. She never had a chance to go abroad and such things. So she was glad that all the changes came. She was glad because of the revolution and everything. But now, 2.5 years after the Velvet Revolution, she probably will vote communists again, because of she thinks only they could provide social politic and health care and such things. So in fact, I think she's afraid about capitalism, because she doesn't know what does it mean. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So in a general, there is a big big politicians party on the right wing, which is called ODS, and the Minister of Finance is a leader of this right party, and they are something like Tories in Britain, and they got about 20-25%. They will reach maybe more in the elections, but so there is a lot of followers, a lot of supporters of economic reforms, of free market, of capitalist system, 25%. About, I don't know, 10 or 15% of the nation here, they don't know still who will they vote. But the problem is there is a 10% of followers of Communist Party, another 10 of Social Democratic Party, and another 10 of Liberal Union or something like this, which is it's red. I mean, they are not communist, but they are really lefty. So if they reached, all of them, all three of them, if they reached these 10%, and if they made a coalition, or they worked together, they got 30%, which is really a lot, and they could
parliament could be blocked, you know, it's really, I'm talking about the situation in Czech part of the Republic. In Slovak part, in Slovak Republic, they will turn to a sort of socialism again. They are, the whole Slovak Republic is more lefty than it ever was, because there is a bigger number of unemployees and more social problems and poor. Slovakia is more poor country than Czech. There is a lot of industry in Czech Republic, and we support Slovak Republic for the whole, for all these years, and we expect to support them or to support their economic development or something like this. We need to support them still in for the future, but they don't agree. They want to be independent, and they think they could be on their own. But I'm afraid they cannot. Mm. It's really a problem.
Yeah. Can you tell us something about the stance of the youth at this moment?
You mean as standard of living and all the things, or?
Well, or no. What they want in the future. Are they afraid of capitalism, for instance?
I mean, it's strange, because I met a lot of young people, 15 years old, who started to study business or marketing or something like this. And I think there is a bright future for them, because they will be, you know, they could be 20 years old, and they could be prepared for anything. They could be bosses of German companies working here, for example. So they can reach really good standard or something like this, and they can agree. But on the other hand, there is a lot of young people who are not active because of this fact that they were told not to think. They follow only anybody, anytime. And now they don't have leaders. They got nobody to follow, and they don't know what to do. You know, such self-made man, for example, it's not common here. People, they don't know what does it mean at all. So, and they are not, I'm afraid that a lot of young people, they are not prepared to share their own responsibility, to be on their own. But I cannot say some general opinion, some general feeling among young people, because the circle of young people I am working with, it's they are glad to work in music business, and they are fine. Mm. So, and I haven't met somebody who could complain. But such people exist definitely. But I don't know them. You know, mm. I'm not the right person to explain this these feelings.
Okay. Thank you.
V rámci předvolebního boje vám zvolujeme jednu pesku.
naar Hudba Praha, live in de rockfabriek Danubius in Bratislava. Hudba Praha is een van de oudste nog spelende Tsjechische underground bands. Nog altijd spelend volgens diezelfde rocktraditie. Vanuit een stug ritme, laag op laag, slaggitaar, blazers, monotone zang, afgewisseld met solo's die niet te ver van het grondpatroon mogen afwijken. Een solide, martiaal schema. Mei 1992. Slowakije beziet met verwondering, en hier en daar zelfs met bewondering, de opmars van Vladimir Mečiar, de ex-amateurbokser met zijn slecht zittende pakken en zijn bezweten voorhoofd, die zijn politieke tegenstanders alle hoeken van de ring laat zien. Alle middelen lijken geoorloofd. Het gesprek met Juraj Kusnierik, dat we zo dadelijk gaan horen, vond een maand voor Mečiar's eclatante 37,7% verkiezingszege plaats. Maar Juraj kon de gang van de nabije geschiedenis al voorspellen. Mečiar's draaiboek lag open en bloot ter inzage voor hen die het lezen wilden. Het draaiboek. Mečiar start de centralistische politici in Praag met zijn voortdurende afwezigheid al daar. Mečiar maakt er geen geheim van dat de economische hervormingen in Tsjechoslowakije het oostelijk deel geen goed doen. Mečiar vindt dat Slowakije zijn eigen economische boontjes moet doppen. Mečiar maakt zich sterk voor een confederatie met Tsjechië, waarbij gedacht kan worden aan een gemeenschappelijke munteenheid, een gemeenschappelijk leger en nauwe economische banden tussen de twee autonome gebieden. Havel, de president van Tsjechoslowakije, wil een federatie in stand houden, wil daar zelfs concessies voor doen ten gunste van Mečiar's opvattingen over een door de staat geleide economie. Maar Tsjechië's coming man, Václav Klaus, minister van Economische Zaken en voorman van de Burgerlijk-Democratische Alliantie OAD, een afsplitsing van Burgerforum, weigert het vrije spel van markteconomische krachten op het spel te zetten voor een flirt met Mečiar. Begin juni. Klaus wint de verkiezingen in Tsjechië, Mečiar die in Slowakije. Mečiar beschikt over 73 van de 150 zetels in het Slovaakse parlement. De Tsjechisch-Slovaakse scheiding lijkt nabij. Het Slovaakse volk heeft tot grote ergernis van Havel nooit de kans gekregen in een referendum ja of nee tegen de afscheiding te zeggen. Mečiar en zijn HZDS-beweging, Beweging voor een Democratisch Slowakije, nemen nu die beslissing uit naam van het volk. Maar eerst rekent Mečiar af met Havel. De meerderheid van de Slovaakse afgevaardigden in het federale parlement weigeren Havels kandidatuur voor het presidentschap te steunen. De Slovaken hadden niet eens de moeite genomen een tegenkandidaat aan te wijzen. Havel slikt die belediging en zijn verlies. Op 17 juli treedt hij af. Het Slovaakse parlement roept in Bratislava de soevereiniteit van haar eigen gebied uit. Er zal een nieuwe grondwet komen en via een referendum mag het volk beslissingen nemen over de toekomstige relatie met Tsjechië. In het oosten van Tsjechoslowakije is een nieuwe, economisch zwakke staat ontstaan. Met een inefficiënte, op communistische leest geschoeide zware industrie, een groeiende werkeloosheid, nu al over de 12% heen, en onvrede die zich dreigt te ontladen op de minderheden van Joden, Zigeuners en Hongaren. Wat is die HDZS eigenlijk voor een partij? En wie is eigenlijk Vladimir Mečiar? Luister naar het verhaal van Juraj Kosnierek.
Okay, it's on. Please tell us your name.
My name is Juraj Kosnierek.
Mm-hmm. And you live here in Bratislava, in Slovakia, part of Czechoslovakia. What is your occupation here? What do you do for a living and for your hobbies?
Yeah, my job is I work as a computer programmer actually, but I spend a lot of time kind of helping to organize cultural events, I would say.
Yeah.
I'm helping a little bit these guys who are organizing also this concert here.
Yeah. Tell us what concert this is.
It is a concert of actually one Czech band called Jasná Páka, mm-hmm. now known as the Hudba Praha, and one, I would say, performer from Brno called Peter Váša, mm-hmm. and your band, it means Trespassers W, mm-hmm. from Den Haag.
Yeah.
And this concert is organized by, actually by a group of people that are more or less connected to Art Forum, and Art Forum is a kind of club or organization for support of alternative culture or non-commercial culture, yeah. in Bratislava.
Yeah. Can you still organize alternative culture in Bratislava or in Slovakia, or is it going to be a problem now?
No, one cannot tell. I cannot guess, but I think it will change, and how far or how it will change, no one knows exactly. But it will be worse probably, mm-hmm. because there will be an election in something more than 1 month.
Yes,
in June, in beginning of June, there will be an elections here, and according to surveys. And I would say also according to a kind of common atmosphere in Slovakia, winners of the election will be this nationalistic yeah. wing of Slovak policy,
yeah.
which means that they are not only kind of fighters for Slovak nation.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are going for sandwiches. So
okay.
Sandwiches, yeah? Yeah. And after concert, we'll go for lunch.
Okay, fine.
Yeah? And so this, they are not. As I said, they are not only fighters for a nation,
mm.
but they are. That means also kind of affinity to.
Mm-hmm.
Affinity to Eastern way of doing politics.
Yeah,
that means that it will be more isolated. And what is the worst of all is that those leaders, those winners, probably potential mm. winners,
yeah.
they are even now proclaiming openly that they will. They are not so much, I mean, followers of democracy, or no. so they would like to follow kind of more or less socialist
yeah.
system.
Is it comparable to communism?
I'm afraid it is. Or they would not like to hear it, but it's comparable also to National Socialism,
yes,
which is famous as.
Tell us something about the leader of this movement.
There is, officially, there are this movement, though there are several parties or movements.
Yeah.
Each has its own leaders, but the most influential man in Slovakia right now is Vladimir Mečiar,
yes.
his name,
yes.
who is the leader of HZDS, which means in English, Movement for Democratic Slovakia.
Yeah.
And they separated from that party called Public Against Violence. It was movement, not party, which actually was most active during these revolution days.
Yeah.
So they separated and formed Movement for Democratic Slovakia. That's how it's called.
Yeah.
And this leader, it's very interesting sociological phenomenon, I would say, because he's openly telling lies.
Yeah.
First, he's accusing people around him, other politicians. He's not doing it in a way diplomatically. He's doing it like a drunken man in
yeah.
pub are doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
assaulting people.
Yeah. So yeah, assaulting people really, and cheating and things like that.
Yeah.
And he said, for example, yesterday on a press conference, he said that if he will be if there is movement will be winner of elections, there they will cancel so-called lustration law, which is a law which prohibits former secret police agents from higher diplomatic functions. I mean, they cannot be elected as MPs, yeah. Members of parliament, or I mean president. But they will cancel. He said they will cancel the law. So, and he's saying that first thing what we need is Slovak sovereignty. Then journalists used to ask him, what will be the next step of yours? He said, I will tell you when we shall win. Yeah. Nobody knows. What is your economic program? You will see when we win,
yeah.
But it will be for your good. He's saying.
Wasn't he accused of being a communist agent in the old days?
He was accused. There were some problems in this finding or this searching whether he was or not, but it's almost sure that he was. But what is actually a criminal affair is that he was former, that's important, he was as a member of public against violence, he was first the Minister of Interior Affairs in Slovakia, mm-hmm. and then Slovak Prime Minister,
mm-hmm.
and then public against violence stopped supporting him, and so he had to leave. And while he was Minister of Interior Affairs, he kind of broke into a building owned by former secret police, and took away some number, nobody knows what number or what amount of papers, which were describing what some people, nobody knows what people, what number of people were doing for secret police before. Mm-hmm. And he took it, and nobody knows what he did with it. But he
severed. Can blackmail people.
And now they are, he's actually officially accused as doing it.
Yeah.
But juries, system of justice and courts of justice are very slow in managing this affair.
Yeah.
Because it's almost sure that he will win election.
Yeah. If Slovakia is going to be independent, how can they manage economically?
Slovakia is a part of Czechoslovakia right now. One republic of Czechoslovak Federal Republic, and it's much less developed than Bohemia and Moravia is at the moment, which has historical roots. I don't want to describe that, but at the moment it's less developed. That means that 80% of production of Slovakia is not final production.
Yeah.
And this starting situation is very bad, and it will lead immediately. Probably, the leading economists they made so-called catastrophic scenarios of what will happen when Slovakia will be independent. And it's clear that it will lead to a rapid worsening of Slovak economic situation.
Yeah.
Slovak crown will be not equal to Czech crown.
Yeah.
I mean, currency.
Yes.
And so on. So it will be. The people, economists they may have different points of view about what will be the degree of this worsening, but it will be worse, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So this will be the end of open-minded alternative culture in some way.
Will it go underground again, you think?
It will go underground, which may actually even help that, that culture, maybe. But this group of people who is doing these things right now here in Bratislava, we shall continue in doing as much as we can. Even a little bit more probably than we can, because we did not start doing unofficial culture after revolution here. We are doing it more or less before. So
there's a hardcore of diehards who will continue.
Diehards, really. And but what will actually happen, we don't know. What will technically happen?
Okay.
Will it be cancelled here, this club? I don't know.
No. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
En fout in Tsjechoslowakije. Halverwege de jaren 80 hoorden we hier verhalen over Tsjechische rockliefhebbers die hun land doorkruisten om den volke kont te doen van de taal van de rock en de undergroundcultuur. Peter Cibulka was er zo een. Hij werd opgepakt en gevangen genomen op beschuldiging van kapitalistische handel in westerse ontaarde cultuur. De ex heeft nog een handtekeningenactie op gang gezet ter bescherming van Cibulka en anderen. Jiří Černý, tegenwoordig hoofdredacteur van het belangrijke Tsjechische blad Rock en Pop, was ook zo'n kruisridder voor de underground cultuur. Vereerd door rockliefhebbers, gehaat door de communistische leiders. Hoewel gehaat. Hier en daar komen archieven van de geheime staatspolitie in de openbaarheid. En het blijkt dat Czerny contacten met die organisatie onderhield. Fout? Of toch een beetje goed? Of goed? Luister naar Juraj Kusnierik.
So many people now, right now, last week there was published the list of journalists that were involved with secret police, Czechoslovak secret police as agent, as a conscious agent. Some of them paid even, mm-hmm. and there were a lot of famous people who were on the right side. I mean, on the good side, they were doing good things. For example, one of them was Jiří Černý, famous Czech rock journalist, who is chief editor of Rock and Pop magazine right now. But I don't know what he told to secret police. I don't know what he did. But what I know is that he was doing excellent job before the revolution. He was traveling around the Czechoslovakia with his LPs and CDs and cassettes, mm-hmm. and with his record players and the decks and everything, and it was called anti-discos, like disco when people are dancing on this very soft music.
Yeah.
So it was anti-discos, and so he played music that he considered as interesting. What is currently kind of new music? People were asking him questions. He was talking about that. You could borrow LPs or CDs from him for nothing. He did not charge anything. You could read new musical express or melody or rock magazines. And so a lot of people here in the whole Czechoslovakia knew about new music. That time, new music through him actually. Yeah. Through no, there was no other source, and he was doing it. He was accused of taking money, making a business out of it.
Yeah.
But I know that he. They actually paid only traveling expenses for him, travel expenses, and he usually when he was in Bratislava, he usually stayed in one his the family is a kind of friends of him. Mm. He stayed through the night, and so there was no special payment from him. He did it. I don't know about his affairs with secret police, but anyway, he may have been under very strong pressure, which he was. I'm pretty sure that he was. And the blame that he signed something is on him, definitely.
Yeah.
But anyway, when I think about Jiří Černý,
yeah.
I think about his excellent things that he done,
yeah.
and relatively good magazine that he's doing yeah. right now.
Yes, yes, please.
Chrápeš pořád jenom na tom otomanu Poděkovi. No co na mě koukáš? Co koukáš? Jenom koukáš, nebo se převaluješ v tom harampádí, kterýho máme plný kůlny. No, to nám bude jednou kožitku. To bude věno pro dceru, nebo co? Ty budiš k ničemu. Ty jenom leštíš ty svý věčný cibule. Ty kutile domácí. To je hrozný, to je strašný život. Věčně jenom leští cibule, nebo někde leží, anebo se kutí karapadí. Nic jinýho neumíš. To je život.
Už to střešní na ní v trávě, tě chrám zde bliže. To můžeš stále po naší kávě. Mám už zase to těžkou snáším tvý stavy bez kříže. Bojím se stále, kdyby náš vole. Spal si to svý ráno, odůdal se svý. Spal si to svý, jako márno nemě žít. We'll be right back. taki mało stał na bazenie bez bliźni wóbec, co mnie to stało. My z nosem się z tymi to stało, co sam to smes. Tak cię witam, rodzinę manio. Spalo się do chwila, no to lub dal z kuski. Spalo się do chwila, no to nieźli. Tak przehlasim, zastał z nich prawa, zhasim lampą, co nad nami plala.
Naar de groep Wieber, de Tsjechische groep Wieber, dat is de opvolger van Pratsky Wieber. En die naam zal Juraj Kosnierek straks noemen als hij verder gaat met zijn vertellingen over de underground cultuur in Slowakije. Links en rechts in Tsjechoslowakije, dat is het onderwerp waar we ons nu aan het eind van het Tsjechische en Slovaakse programma mee gaan bezighouden. Kosnierek herinnert zich een polemiek uit het begin van de jaren 80. In de Rude Pravo had een artikel gestaan waarin een communist de New Wave muziek had bestempeld als kapitalistische verleidingskunst en decadente nonsens. Een schrijver van het muziekblad Melody repliceerde dat rock altijd links en arbeideristisch was geweest. In die tijd juichte de Tsjechische underground zijn woorden toe. Toch zal de Tsjechische underground zich tegenwoordig niet zo gauw meer links of arbeideristisch noemen.
Some of these rock journalists have been quite influential and important in the old days before the revolution. We just discussed this article, which had been written in an official communist paper, which was called New Wave in Old Clothes, and then somebody else wrote an article against this. Can you tell us the story?
Yeah, it started with one famous band called Pražský Výběr 10 years ago. It's old story actually, and they were jazz group, you know, and yeah. They, I don't know why they changed and they started to play some kind of new wave. But what was very interesting that they became, through the night, they became extremely popular in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
Crowded concerts and, you know, and so they were thinking that they are influencing young people in a not very good way or so. I don't know what was there in. So one man Kriesel was his surname, mm-hmm. wrote an article that you mentioned in really communist paper daily,
yeah.
Rude Pravo, New Wave in Old Clothes, yeah. where he said that New Wave is actually a capitalist invention and yeah. It's something directed against proletariat, against workers, things like that. But what he meant with New Wave was not a new wave, but it was actually all the rockers, mm-hmm. that even kind of folk singers, protest song singers,
yeah.
that were not very comfortable, or yeah. were not. They were not doing what they were to do.
Yes. Yeah.
So, for example, there was one blues band, very well-known blues band, which he mentioned there. All the bands that he mentioned there were immediately next day cancelled. They had not permission since that to play publicly, officially. Some of them they played even in spite of this, but some of them were even kind of threatened with jail.
Yeah.
But most of them did not play. And let's say 1 month after publishing this article in Communist Daily, Josef Wojcik, who was at that time, I think he was one of the journalists employed in Melodia, that was a magazine about rock and pop culture. But he was involved also with the jazz section of Czech Union of Musicians. And he published under jazz section published his answer to this to this man, which was called Rock of the Left Wing. The point of this article was that he tried to show that rock as an ideology, as a movement, very generally taken, was kind of leftist.
Yeah.
It was, he said that Clash or Damned, those bands, they were formed with unemployed people somewhere in London, and UB40 means unemployment bill, and things like that. So that was his point. It was very, we copied it, we used to type it again and kind of spread it among us, and it was something very, very, encouraging for us.
Yeah.
But now, if you would read that,
yeah,
you would say something that you would think that it's strange,
yeah.
because none of us now considers himself as being a leftist or supporter of proletariat or working class hero. I don't know what.
Mm.
But that time it has meaning, and it was very positive.
Yeah, at that time left meant something else than its meaning now.
And that was one thing. And the other thing was that Josef Wojcik, as many others, tried to do something in order to help those rock bands and rock people to play and to have a rock concert. So he said, okay, officially he was very leftist philosophy official.
Mm-hmm.
Communist Marxism. And he said that basically somewhere in the roots, rock music is not against Marxism. That was his point.
Yeah.
Which now we would laugh about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that was very, I think it was very important that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it was.
Okay, thanks.
Awesome.
dan het groepje hier te pakken, wat ons aan het begin van het programma over Tsjechoslowakije een beetje ontglipte. Hier zijn ze dus, live in de U-club in Olomouc, Moravië, de provincie die samen met Bohemen Tsjechië vormt. En de muziekliefhebber die zal het wel horen, A-mineur en E-akkoorden, een cure groepje dus. En ja, aan de ene kant dus Tsjechië, dat de westerse cultuur, industrie en economie imiteert. En aan de andere kant Slowakije, dat een tamelijk donkerbruine toekomst tegemoet gaat. In de reportage over Tsjechoslowakije hebben we muziek gehoord van de groep hier, van Ser un Pegalero. Van de inmiddels ook hier bekende zangeres, violiste Iva Bitova, Hupda Prava, Viber. En in het volgende uur horen wij André de Rai, die ons van alles gaat vertellen over RVZ, Radio Vrij Zilverberg, en alle vrije radioactiviteiten die hij in RVZ en in allerlei samenwerkingsverbanden heeft ontwikkeld, tot over het uur van 7.
Meet the world. Letters in de ether.
20 jaar vrije radio. Dit is Radio Sleep Out.
Dinsdag en woensdag van 6 tot 8. 101.8 op de kabel.